On Saturday, September 10, the Innisfil Historical Society hosted an open house at Knox Schoolhouse at the corner of 10th Side Road and 9th Line. With the sun shining, members of the society were able to bring their displays filled with old photographs outside. Many visitors to the Knox House often mistake the facility for an old church, but it was actually a public schoolhouse built in 1904. Prior to that, there was an old wood schoolhouse on site. Mark Hall, the president, gave Innisfil Today a personal tour of the house on Saturday. "This is the first time we have held an open house since COVID-19 hit a few years ago," said Hall. "We have added many new pieces donated by residents from the area that the public can now view." Working the event with Hall was Donna Weiss, the former president of the society. "This historic schoolhouse got a complete renovation in 2007-2008. The basement was completely redone, the walls were scrapped clean of old paint and repainted to the original colors, and the wood floor was also refurbished," said Weiss. Hall spoke about how the inside of the schoolhouse was redecorated. "The walls are adorned with historic town photos, along with memorabilia clothing. There are also sections of tables set up with old books, newspaper clippings, farm tools, jewelry, and war mementos. We have thousands of unique items to give us all a good idea of how our relatives lived over 100 years ago," said Weiss. The Innisfil area was first surveyed in 1820 and was then inhabited by the Huron tribes. For more information on the Innisfil Historical Society, email innisfilhistoricalinfo@gmail.com.